Three creative ways to raise your energy. Some people have a lot of internal drive and seem to be motivated all the time. Other people struggle with their energy and enthusiasm levels, and it becomes more difficult for these people to really get the most out of their days. Even the most driven person can experience downtimes, and it is important to know how to pull yourself out of these kind of ruts. Here are three powerful techniques that you can use to raise your energy and lift your spirits when you feel a lack of motivation. 1. Audio immersion. This is a technique that I have seen a number of people use in a variety of ways. The general idea is to combine inspirational music with some form of physical movement. As an example, you might want to find a song that really makes you come alive, a song that you like to sing along with. Turn up the volume a little. Then, as the song is playing, grab a pen and paper and begin writing down powerful statements to yourself. You might write words like, "I am energized," "I have supreme confidence," "I am incredibly productive," "I have undying power," or any other statements that resonate with you. You can also shout these sayings out loud, but I prefer the pen and paper method because you can't always shout out loud, especially if other people are around you. This method is a surefire way to increase your energy and motivation levels. 2. Positive and negative drivers. This technique involves analyzing very personal things about yourself that impact your emotions. The idea here is to list as many things as you can think of that cause you to feel driven. For example, you might have a goal of running a marathon, but you have not had the drive or motivation to go on a run. You would rather lie on the couch. In order to get yourself off the couch, you would start by listing all of the positive things that would result if you were to go for a run. This might include things like increased energy, happiness because you're proud of yourself, excitement of moving towards your marathon goal, and of course, contentment that you are preserving your health. At the same time, you would then list all of your negative motivators, things that might occur if you don't commit to your running goals. So this might include things like self-letdown for not sticking to your objectives, reduced energy, or even proving your doubters to be right. And this can be a huge one for people. When you combine the positive drivers with the negative drivers, your energy and motivation levels can't help but to be impacted and improved upon. 3. Comedy and movement. This is a unique technique that I use all the time, and when I show other people, they really enjoy it. The idea is to combine the good feelings of comedy and laughter with the increased energy brought about by body movement. There is no right way to do this, so I will just illustrate with an example. Go to YouTube and search for a comedian or clips from a funny show that always make you laugh. Even if your mood is really low at this point, simply watch the clip with no expectations for instant mood enhancement. You are simply observing at this point. Watch the clip twice if you need to. Then, search for a second comedy clip and simply cue it up, but don't play it yet. After the first clip is finished, stand up, move your chair out of the way, and do some kind of fast body movement. This can be anything that gets your heart pumping, like leg raises, jumping jacks, shadow boxing, etc. Do this for at least 1 minute. Once your mini exercise session is done, return to your computer and watch the second comedy clip. You will find your energy levels rising, and you will very likely have an easy time laughing at this clip. Repeat this process a few times if need be. These three techniques may seem basic on the surface, but can have a huge impact on your life. Experiment with them and see how they can improve on your energy and motivation levels. Thanks for listening to 3 Creative Ways to Raise Your Energy.